You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are you one of the many who has dropped out of religion? Are you sure this is what you really want to do?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious and almighty God, we come to you in prayer with repentant hearts. For many today, life is confusing. Even religion seems to be of little help. Heavenly Father, by the almighty power of your Holy Spirit and through your eternal word, encourage these same people to trust in you and to place their complete confidence in the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help all those who are now relying on themselves to turn to you for strength. May the words that are spoken on this broadcast today move many by the power of your Holy Spirit to see your love and grace and turn to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Because of their strong desire to look physically fit, people in the United States, Canada, and other affluent countries are responding enthusiastically to all types of diet programs. Phrases like Weight Watchers, the doctor's quick weight loss plan, and more recently, liquid protein have become familiar household words. For the famous and the rich, health spas and unique exercise clinics have sprung up, some charging as much as $2,000 a week for their services. This drive to take off excess pounds has produced a multi-million dollar industry ready and willing to provide its clients with the latest and most unusual methods for losing weight. Through magazine and television ads, these same companies provide claims of their program's effectiveness. Some offer signed statements by satisfied customers and frequently include a convincing before and after photograph. There is little doubt that a well-planned, medically supervised diet program can do much for anyone suffering from overweight. All too often, however, those who begin these sensational and highly publicized crash courses in dieting soon throw up their hands in despair. The ads are exciting and promising, but in many instances, they are simply too good to be true. Eventually, the majority of those who try the programs fail to reach their goal, and then, following the millions who have preceded them, they drop out. Diet programs are not the only area of life where people become disillusioned and drop out. Each year, thousands excitedly enroll in high school and college courses available by mail. After several lessons, the enthusiasm fades, and more often than not, the correspondence course remains unfinished. One also hears about other programs, such as home improvement and home remodeling projects, which remain unfinished for years. For an individual to drop out of various projects is not unusual. Every area of life records some of this. In no area, however, does this occur more frequently than in religion. Individuals are dropping out of church religion and religious activities in greater number than ever before. In the opinion of some who study religious trends, this has become a spiritual epidemic. It is a common experience these days to meet people who were once very devout and religious, but who now have little or nothing to do with religion, the church, or any type of religious organization. These are the same people who once attended worship services and Sunday school each weekend for years. These are the same people who contributed thousands and even millions of dollars, and who also became involved in special church activities during the week. Now, however, things have drastically changed. Religion has become unimportant to them. In fact, for many it has become a source of confusion, and they want nothing whatsoever to do with any of it. In many cases, by dropping out, individuals have turned against religious hypocrisy, and rightly so. At the same time, others have tragically turned their back on the genuine faith which is taught and described in the Holy Scriptures. The true faith which is based on the Bible and not on the opinions of man. The faith which encourages rather than discourages. A faith which points out what God has done in Christ rather than what we must do to try to please Him. A faith which assures us of peace and joy no matter how difficult our problems in life may seem. And a faith which assures all those who repent that their sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you one of the many who has dropped out of religion? Are you one who has become discouraged over the years and has found living on the religious treadmill impossible? Or are you one who presently takes so little interest in religious activities that it would be of little consequence whether you participated at all? It makes no difference whether you are religious, whether you are now in the process of dropping out, or whether you gave it all up years ago. Through His gracious and eternal Word, our Lord is speaking directly to you today from the Holy Scriptures when He says, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will be rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a very little while, He who is coming will come and will not be late. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him." These words of encouragement were first given to the followers of Jesus Christ after his dramatic and miraculous resurrection from the dead. Because of the persecution and temptations of the world, the believers of that day were dropping out of the faith. Out of his great love and concern, the Apostle Paul encouraged his fellow believers to remain strong in the faith because of the eternal reward that would soon be theirs. Speaking to the Christians in Rome, he said, "I consider that our present sufferings are not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed to us." The Apostle Paul was not encouraging those around him to become religious or to become active in the many man-made religions of his day. On the contrary, he was pleading with those around him to abandon all types of personal and man-made religions and to place their trust in the sin-atoning work of Jesus Christ. He was encouraging people to remain in the faith because their heavenly inheritance would be far superior to anything they could ever dream of. He was encouraging all believers to continue to place their complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. The Holy Scriptures clearly teach that those who remain faithful will inherit paradise itself, a place where there will be no tears or sorrows, a place where they will live forever in the very presence of God. In a recent interview with People magazine, the well-known and popular entertainer Jerry Lee Lewis said, "Salvation bears down on me. I don't want to die and go to hell, but I don't think I'm heading in the right direction. I am lost and undone. I should have become a Christian, but I am too weak for the gospel." We all have to answer to God on Judgment Day. Honest and sincere confessions such as this reflect precisely the uncertain feeling in the hearts of countless individuals everywhere. It is now popular to assume that for anyone to have the joy of the Christian life and the hope of life eternal, one must live a life acceptable to God at the time of death. This false philosophy of despair leads individuals to believe that they must try to earn God's mercy. It is also in direct opposition to the central message of the Bible. Religious surveys conducted during the past decade reveal that most people believe they must earn eternal life through their own efforts. Religion, as it is commonly understood today, means anything a person does to gain God's favor. If you believe that your religion is going to help you gain God's favor and finally get you into heaven, you have been tragically misled. The Bible clearly teaches that all who will be saved on the final day of judgment will receive their reward, not for what they have done, but for what God has done for them in Jesus Christ. The Bible explains it clearly in the second chapter of Ephesians when it says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourself. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no man can boast." There is little doubt that as our Lord watches from the heavens, He frequently observes individuals who rapidly become active in the Christian faith. He must also certainly be saddened as He witnesses some of these same individuals forsaking their newfound hope. In fact, Jesus spoke out more than once concerning this serious matter. He told about the sower who went out to sow his seed. Some seed fell on the good ground, and some fell on rocky ground. Jesus also referred to the seed which, when it was sown, grew quickly, but soon died. Our Lord was fully aware that for many who would be attracted to the Christian faith, their experience would be momentary and highly emotional. It would be a temporary flash in the pan. This reflects a popular tendency today, which encourages individuals to make decisions in life based on how they feel on the spur of the moment. In the religious world, this approach has created a growing graveyard of individuals whose spiritual life sprouted, grew rapidly, and then quickly withered and died. This is also referred to by the Apostle Paul in the second chapter of Colossians when he says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught." He continues by saying, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." If in the past you were a follower of Jesus Christ, but now have forsaken Him, or if you have never known Him as your Lord and Savior, may I encourage you in the strongest possible way, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to turn to Him. Let Him wash away the guilt of those personal sins in your past, which will otherwise condemn you to hell eternally on the final day of judgment. This is not my opinion. I say it today purely on the basis of what is written in the Bible. Your Heavenly Father is extending His love and grace to you through His all-powerful and eternal Word. Remain in Him. Read your Bible daily. Speak with your Heavenly Father each day in prayer. Attend worship services regularly where the Bible is clearly preached and taught. Even though it is now popular for many to claim to be Christian and not attend worship services, our Lord reminds us of the importance of worshiping together with other Christians when He says, "Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is." Recent years have witnessed a wide variety of expressions of the Christian faith. Nowhere is this more obvious than on some religious television programs. While the basic intention of these programs is beyond question, it is easy to see how some viewers could become disappointed and disillusioned with their religious faith. This happens when individuals who appear on the program seem happy and in a constant state of joyful ecstasy. The viewers are then tempted to conclude that everyone who becomes a Christian automatically enters a constant state of bliss, like heaven itself. Each day appears to be one of perpetual joy, no tears, no frustrations, and no problems. Out of desperation and frustration with their problems in life, viewers sometimes make a quick attempt to take part in the endless joy and ecstasy by embracing the Christian faith, and from then on expect their life to be without problems or difficulties. When the next frustration in their life arises, they are convinced they have failed, that religion is not for them, and they drop out. This is in direct opposition to what the Bible teaches. The Holy Scriptures teach that indeed all who place their trust in Jesus Christ receive the deep spiritual peace which comes from the assurance of the forgiveness of sins. It does not mean, however, that there will be no more problems in life. In fact, Jesus himself pointed out that all those who follow him will be hated by the world just as he was. The Christian faith is exciting. Any faith which considers itself Christian must express the hope and the joy of the eternal resurrection. Along with this joy, however, one must always remember that until the day when Jesus returns, all men everywhere will live in the midst of a world of sin and daily problems. As you listen to this message today, may I plead with you on the basis of God's message of love and grace. Please do not trust in the life you have lived. The Bible teaches that the life we have lived will not help us. It will only condemn us. The life you have lived will not save you. It will only condemn you. Just one sin in your entire life has the power to condemn you eternally. The Bible teaches, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." The central message of the Bible is one of comfort, forgiveness, and eternal hope. This beautiful message of the gospel is explained in the Holy Scriptures. Let me read it to you from the Bible itself. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us the new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, soil, or fade. It is kept in heaven for you. Through faith, you are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation, which is ready to be revealed in the last time." The Scriptures continue by saying, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have suffered grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith may be proved genuine and may result in the praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with the inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. May God, by his love and grace, grant this to you. Amen."